Ballot Measure 2 is abortion for minor, requires notice to or consent from parent or guardian, or through judicial bypass. Currently in Alaska, a female under 18 years of age may have an abortion without parental approval or notification. Ballot Measure 2 seeks to establish notification procedures before the abortion could take place. Bernadette Wilson is the campaign manager of Alaskans for Parental Rights. Vote yes on 2.
This becomes law. Now, a physician would have to notify a parent 48 hours before performing an abortion. If the parent were to give consent, it would waive the waiting period of 48 hours. And in the event that there is not a parent involved, there is an affidavit or judicial bypass, which would in turn waive parental notification.
The measure regards legal guardians the same as parents. Wilson says Ballot Measure 2 follows an already existing legal pattern.
You look at laws right now, from a child getting her ears pierced, to taking an Advil, to going on a field trip. You know, your child cannot go on a field trip unless that parent signs a permission slip. You know, a dentist couldn't perform any type of procedure on a minor child without the parent knowing. So it's simply common sense.
The abortion could proceed even if the parents object, as long as they are notified in advance. To obtain a judicial notification waiver, the minor, along with an adult relative or authorized official with personal knowledge of her situation, would need to appear in court in person or via affidavit and describe a home or abuse situation that justifies suspending parental notification. The measure also makes it a felony for a doctor to perform an abortion on a woman under 18 without first providing notification. The doctor would also have to submit reports.
The majority of teens facing an unplanned pregnancy are already involving a parent or another trusted adult.
Rhiannon Good is the campaign manager for Alaskans Against Government Mandates. Vote no on 2. She says her Vote No group is concerned about those teens who might not have a good home life.
We know there's teens that are facing troubled homes. They may be facing abuse at home. Their homes may have drug or alcohol problems. They could be facing worse situations. And for those teens, the thought of having a note sent home to their parents or a doctor calling their parents, that's terrifying. We think that scared, desperate teens do scary and desperate things.
The Vote Yes backers charge that not requiring more reporting could send the teenage girl back into a possibly sexual abusive situation. Good disagrees.
Organizations like Planned Parenthood and other doctors who perform these procedures, they take their duty to report situations of suspected abuse very, very seriously. And Planned Parenthood routinely works with law enforcement, and they routinely work with social services if they suspect any abuse, whether it's by a client's partner or suspected abuse from her family.
Good says state records show fewer than 150 teens under 18 had abortions in 2009. An earlier parental consent law, rather than a notification law, was declared unconstitutional in 2007 by the Alaska Supreme Court as an invasion of the minor's right to privacy. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.